This is Heidi Frank coming from the KVAK studios, and we have a special guest with us on the phone today. We have Chief Tracy Rayner from the Valdez Fire Department. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
So I was hoping today that you could give us sort of a quick overview of what it's like to be an EMS worker during the COVID-19, what we're experiencing right now, and also basically your role here in town. So how many firefighters and medics does Valdez have?
We have currently 10 paid staff and then around 30 volunteers.
And what type of calls do they run on?
We pretty much run on everything from fire calls to public service calls to hazmat calls and obviously medical.
So you run all of those things for Valdez?
Yes, we do.
So how many calls does the fire department run on in a year, in a given year, if you had to estimate?
We're averaging over 500 calls a year.
And that's a combination of all of the medical, the fire, and the hazmat?
Yes.
And so your volunteers, it's my understanding that they also have to be at the same level of training as your paid department, depending on what role they play.
Correct. If they're EMTs, and depending on what level of state certification they have, they are required by the state to maintain that certification level.
Great. So we have a lot of skilled people in Valdez, is what I'm hearing.
We do. We have a very dedicated group of volunteers that are very skilled.
That's great. So with COVID-19, this is all very new to the world, essentially, but also to Valdez. I imagine there are some changes that have had to happen in the department since you're considered healthcare and emergency medical services.
There has been. Our biggest thing is just dealing with the unknown currently. Thankfully, we haven't had any positive cases in Valdez, so we're have the luxury of learning from other communities that are going through it. So a lot of what we're doing is just prep work and planning ahead.
Okay. So with any sort of emergency response, be it fire or EMS, there is a certain level of personal protective equipment, also known as PPE, that your employees have to wear.
Yes, that's correct. And even in the medical world, we've always had what they call a standard of care when it comes to. That's why you always see the EMTs wearing gloves and usually some type of safety glasses when they just go on medicals. Now with the COVID-19, we've increased that. Now you will see them wearing a mask also.
Okay.
With potentially even a gown covering their upper torso.
Okay. And is that for every call or is that dependent on the type of call you get?
It depends on the call that they're responding to. But they have the stuff readily handy if they need it.
Okay. And has any of the PPE changed for fire or hazmat calls?
Again, depending on what the situation is. For
okay.
For fire and hazmat, not so much because we have a pretty high level of personal protective equipment for that. But what you will see is, like if we go to a home that they just need a smoke detector or a CO detector checked because it's chirping or something like that, what we will do is we will show up in our regular fire protective gear, but we'll probably be wearing a mask also just to add that level of protection of protecting ourselves and the community. It's not that, you know, we're afraid that the people might have COVID. We're just trying to be a higher level of protection.
And I think everybody appreciates that at this point in time that we're in. Could you walk us through, because there have been some changes with dispatch and the ways that calls have been taking with COVID-19. So what happens now if a person were to call dispatch for something that's non-related to COVID-19? Like, so say a broken arm.
Well, we just changed our protocol that they're asking the COVID-19 questions on all calls now. Where before it was just the flu-like symptoms or difficulty breathing, we've upgraded to all calls. That's been one of the things we've learned from other communities is we need to screen all of them. So they're going to be asking, obviously, initially what is going on and dealing with that up front, but then they will follow up with anybody, including yourself or anybody in the household, you know, with a fever or a cough. You know, have you traveled? Are you under quarantine currently? Have you been around anybody that's traveled? So it's just kind of gives us a lot more information as we're responding to the incident that we're better prepared.
And so with the social distancing protocols in place for the general public, are they required to be by themselves, one person at a time when they approach a patient?
What we've done is we've implemented just a common sense approach that if we receive information from dispatch that the individual may be potential COVID-19, we will start with one of our EMTs will make that initial contact with the person, and they will do an assessment. And obviously, if they need additional help, then we will call in the additional EMTs to assist. When we're on an emergency and somebody is needing help, social distancing gets thrown out the window.
Sure. What type of decontamination happens after you work with a patient or you drop them at the hospital? Has that process changed at all with COVID-19?
It hasn't. We've always had deconned our equipment and the ambulances and our people after each medical call. COVID-19 has really brought a lot of things to light, but you know, we've always been exposures to HIV, hepatitis B, TB, all these things. We deal with that on a daily basis. So we're just trying to be at a higher level.
So I think it's important for people to remember that our EMTs are also healthcare workers that are following those strict guidelines to keep themselves and their community safe. Chief Rayner, what has the climate been like as an EMS worker? Have you seen more calls, and are people more nervous?
I think people are more nervous. We haven't seen a huge influx on calls, and I believe that's because dispatch has done a really good job of when somebody calls in and is looking for assistance, that, you know, if they call in and say, you know, I'm have a fever, that's really not a 911 call where we're going to respond out to them. It's more of, okay, here are some resources that you can call here in town to have that discussion with a physician or a nurse, and then they will go, okay, here's what you need to do.
Okay, that's great. So I'm getting the impression, or at least I have gotten the impression over the last couple of weeks, that the city and the hospital have done a really good job of sharing information with each other in terms of patient care and a combined response.
Yeah, we have. I mean, it's definitely a partnership that we have to work together, because they're doing what they do at the hospital, and obviously we do what we do out in the field, but they come together at a certain point, so we have to be on the same page.
Is there anything else in regards to COVID-19 you feel the public should know with emergency services?
Just be aware of what's going on, you know, with the health mandates. If you do need help, we are still coming. Please don't lie to dispatch. You know, if they ask you the question, be upfront. If you do have a fever and a cough and those things, be honest with them. We're still going to come, and we just will be better protected, not only for you, but for us.
That's great. Well, thanks for joining me today, Chief Rayner, and to you guys listening out there, I hope you have a wonderful day.
Thank you.